News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, it is reported that over 1,300 protesters have been arrested and thousands are trying to flee Russia following Putin's announcement that he is introducing mobilisation of his reservists, 300,000 reservists, to bolster his army in Ukraine. For Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney was very critical of Russia's move, and he outlined that criticism to our political correspondent Sean Defoe in New York ahead of what is likely to be a fiery meeting at the UN Security Council today.
What we've seen this week from President Putin, which is a deliberate escalation. I mean, Russia is now going to go ahead with sham referendums in occupied territory in Ukraine, effectively asking people to vote at gunpoint. They are then also now announcing that they're going to call up another 300,000 soldiers to send to Ukraine. And there is also a pretty direct threat in terms of the use of weaponry that should be out of bounds in terms of international threats. So they've really escalated the language. And I think the Security Council will respond to that tomorrow. We need to be calm, but we need to be firm as well. This is not the actions of a country that has the responsibility of being a permanent member of the Security Council that anybody can stand over. And from an Irish perspective, you know, we need to be firm and clear that international law applies to everybody. If countries are responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity, they need to be held to account for that. And Ireland will be clear and firm in our language in that regard.
We're crossing live to Moscow now to The Guardian's Moscow correspondent, Andrew Roth. Andrew, what is the sentiment currently in Russia in the wake of Putin's address announcing that mobilisation of 300,000 reservists?
Well, I think shock is probably the best description of it. And, you know, this is, I think, one of the most important moments for Russians, at the very least, since the actual beginning of the war, since the announcement of the invasion on February 24th. And, you know, the Russians that I've been talking to about their reaction to it have said, you know, this is what everybody was afraid of. Some people are thinking about fleeing. Some people have gone out to protest. But at the same time, you know, protest has not really done much here recently. No. And so a lot of people are kind of figuring out what they're going to do.
And prior to the announcement, did people believe this special operation, or however it was being referred to by the Kremlin, that it was going well, that it was kind of an incidental thing? This is a sort of a wake-up call for the Russian population, is it?
I think it is, yeah. People did know that the war wasn't going that well, but I think that a lot of them had actually just tuned it out, you know, and a lot of people here tried to live outside of politics or to ignore what's going on. Which, you know, is troubling in its own respect. But it's kind of hard to ignore now with mobilization coming. And, you know, everybody knows probably somebody who could be called up. So it's concerning a lot of people.
The idea of people fleeing, we're hearing that various travel websites have practically crashed and that flights and things are sold out. How easy is it currently to leave Russia?
It's already pretty difficult, to be honest, and a lot of the Russians who had wanted to leave have already voted with their feet and have already left the country. You know, part of the issue is that you can't drive out of Russia into the Baltics anymore because they've closed their doors to Russians on tourist visas or any visas. So you can drive to Finland, or you can drive to a place like Mongolia, which is a long way away, or you can fly out, and tickets are extremely expensive. You know, it costs about $3,000 to get a ticket to Turkey at the moment, and that's only at the end of the week. You can't fly out today or tomorrow.
Okay, the implicit nuclear threat, obviously Putin has said that they wouldn't be averse to using any means to I suppose, maintain that their border security and the integrity of Russian lands as they see it. Is that something people are talking about, or people are concerned about it?
You know, actually, here, no, I've heard a lot more about mobilization than I have about the nuclear threat. And that's something that seems to have kind of gotten lost in the background, along with the referenda, the sham referenda in places like Donetsk, Lugansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia. You know, that stuff was all kind of left behind because people are thinking about what it means for their families. So that threat, you know, it made a huge splash kind of in international media, as it should. But actually here, there's been much less discussion of it.
Yeah. And I suppose lastly, those 1,300 people who have protested, as you said initially, protest isn't a big feature of Russian life. How does the public respond to that? Do they have sympathy with them and think, oh, God, that's very high-handed or heavy-handed? Or do they think, what were those people thinking? Why would they protest?
I mean, I think that a lot of people just don't know that there were protests or that people were arrested at all. You know, that's not in the media here.
Okay.
And the other thing you have to keep in mind is that a lot of people are going to think that they are draft dodgers or people who are not patriots of the war. There is a rally around the flag effect of what's going on. And these people are in the minority. They aren't really going to change anything, but it is worth recognizing that they took a pretty dangerous decision last night to do this. You know, there are already reports that some of them are being handed their draft papers while they're at the station.
Okay.
So it's a pretty serious situation.
So the response to the protest is draft them. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Moscow correspondent for The Guardian, Andrew Ruff.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk. The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.